Hey, what's going on, ecosystem? Welcome back to Dispatching Live. It's Thursday. It's noon. That means it's time for memes, for live chat. Go ahead and do us a favor. Leave a like, maybe a share. Go to autotransportintel.com. Click on sign up. Become an ATI insider. We're going to talk about load boards, route scout, trailer capacity. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully you're staying warm. Let's see what's going on with Sue. Sue, can you see me and hear me? Hey.
I can. How are you?
I'm good. I thought we'd just jump right to it since we always fill the show. And we're back. And we're back. It's Thursday. And actually, we've got several emails. Several people are excited to, tune in today.
Awesome.
I know.
I've had a few people want to ask us questions. I'm like, ask us on the show and we will answer you. So I've gotten a few texts today too.
I think John, there's a John, I think it's Gilmore. Yeah, he had a 54-day wait. He made it into the news. We got several things to talk about. What's going on with the load capacity? Uh-oh, it looks like it's up.
Yep, it is. Like I predicted with the storm, we're up to 61,695. And actually, that's up 200 just from this morning when I first put it in. So it's going to keep going up. And I mean, everybody knows what's going on in the world right now. There's a horrible storm that includes Dallas, Austin, and I think they got some ice down in San Antonio too. And it's continuing to happen. I think it was supposed to end at noon today in Dallas, but I've gotten pictures from a few different people of how bad it is, and the roads are shut down. All the dealerships are closed and it's horrible. I'm in the Ozark Mountains and I am being obliviated right now myself by snow, and it's supposed to continue until 3 a.m. and we had ice before that as well. I believe the ice is continuing on through Memphis, into Ohio, Kentucky. It said Nashville, but right now Nashville is still saying it's just raining. So hopefully it is, because we know how they freak out in Nashville. And then it goes and keeps on going up the East Coast, up into Maine, which is normal for them. They're used to it. Now us Midwesterns, not so much. And Jay, you didn't even get that much, right?
And I think well, we got 4 to 5 inches here in Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, Jay, much for you. You guys are used to more than that. I think St. Louis was supposed to get up to 18 inches, which is crazy there in itself, too. We're predicted anywhere from 8 to 10. Right now, I can tell you I'm at least at 5, and there's snow drifts that are at least 10 right now. So, and it's continuing.
Yeah, we don't have 10-inch snow drifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
The live chat's checking in. What's up, Two Bears? Elena is here. Hey, what's going on? Looks like she updated her YouTube handle. Is that right? I think so.
Yep. Because she usually comes on as unique.
That's awesome. Thank you. Because when I say people by their alias, I always, I'm like, man, why do I know that guy's name? So hello, Elena. Thanks for tuning in. Carlos is here. What's up,
hey,
ACB
Carlos.
Logistics? Ants Transportation has ice in Texas. Yep. And I got it. Ants made the carrier on the move. You can do that now. You can send it in. Here's the link. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Send me a picture of your truck and trailer, where you're at, and you too can be a carrier on the move. John LAI, another carrier on the move. Yeah, he's in the storm in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Yep. Chris is here. What's up, Chris? Ty is here. What's up, Ty?
Hey, Ty.
Speaking of, now, yeah, we got a list of CarMax closings. You sent me, there was like 5.
Yeah.
And then I got an updated one this morning, like 20. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the news.
It just keeps coming.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I'm the only one here in the office. Does that tell you anything?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's why it's so quiet.
How was it? So did you have trouble getting in the office?
No, I only have to walk about 10 feet. We're good.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. There you go.
I have an office on my property, so I was talking to Elena, and she said, well, that's great that you can just go out there. I said, well, no, because I never get a day off then. So I'm always the one that can show up. So it's not so much fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, please put in the live chat, like, yeah, where you're at, has it stopped you, what trouble has it caused you, and if you're making snow angels, put that in there too. Oh, and Chris,
probably.
Chris asks, if you're not signed up as a transporter yet, can you access any of the load boards? This gets into, yeah, Sue.
Our load board show.
Yeah, the load board show.
So, yes and no. It all really depends on, like, certain companies, like we say, you're going to show it on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go. I'm going to wait till you pop it up, and then I'll
let's
just kind of go
one
let's
by go
one.
Let's go to, here. I'm going to pop up page one. I think this will be on page two, though, right?
Yes.
The answer to this stuff should pop up here shortly. There we go. Page two.
Okay.
I should have resized it. I wasn't thinking ahead. Okay, so here we go. Page two of Sue's Top 12 Auto... Oh, can't see it. Here we go. Top 12 Auto Transport Load Boards 2022. Page two. The answer's here. There you go.
Sue. Okay. So, Assertus requires 20 ratings on Central. Now, this is weird, but I've had a few people say they got signed up without having the ratings. So it could be a if you have your authority for so long, too. So we might want to check into that later. Super Dispatch, they say you can use the load board without being signed up. I want them to show me that. I've got to send an email to Brittany, who's my contact over there, because I want to know how. I know you can get loads off of Central without being on Super Dispatch, but I didn't know you could see the actual load board. But when we were doing the show on Tuesday night last week, they kept saying you don't have to be signed up with Super Dispatch to see the load board. So I want to know how we go about doing it. Maybe we can go check here in a minute. Mm-hmm. Ready Auto is 1 year. Cars Arrive is 90 days. ACV is 4 months. Ship.cars, yes, you can go get signed up. You just got to send in all your credentials. United Road, yes, you can get signed up. You just have to sign up. If you're under 6 months for your authority, you have to either do a 14-day or the 30-day pay. Can you scroll down for me a little bit more?
Yeah, and I want to jump in and say, so I think what Chris is asking, because this is where authority, if you're not, if you don't have an MC authority, can you see the load board? No.
No, you cannot. No.
Okay, and that is, and that essentially is, that's a fundamental problem if you're in the beginning stages and you're researching, right?
Yes, exactly.
Do you think...
And if you're trying to find out what the rates are, yeah, that makes it really difficult. You almost have to know somebody so you can access the board and look at the stuff.
Or watch...
our show.
Dispatching Live. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually the only way to do this is, right, if you're gearing up, watch Dispatching Live. I don't know how else you're going to get this info.
Yeah, true. Okay, number nine is Carship.io. You can get on there. When we were showing it the other night, there is fees. I've never paid a fee because I just get loads from like Auction Direct, who I love, and RC Logistics. They send you that, and then all of a sudden you can access that stuff. So I'm not sure what you do. I mean, I know you how to get signed up would be doing your credentials, but the pricing we do have on there, I think it's on the other page. But it depends on what kind of service you want for Carship.io. And then Carvana is 90 days. Runbuggy, you can sign up. It's kind of difficult, just so everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And then Dispatch Center, you can sign up, and there's a fee involved with them, too. And Dispatch Center has their own loads. However, if you have a central dispatch account, I don't know if it's a different account or not. You'd have to talk to them about that. But you can access central dispatch loads through Dispatch Center if you have a central dispatch account.
By the way, this column here, the wait time. So none is the wait time on everybody else. What's it on central dispatch?
2 to 3 months minimum.
We have industry news.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny is last night I was doing it. I was having one of my dispatchers contact Central last night about which a thing we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And one of the things, you know, it has categories to what you click on for what you want to talk about with them. The first one says starting with Central Dispatch, I believe, and it says 3 to 5 days, which I think is hilarious.
Oh,
because we all know that's
we should
not
go
the truth.
See that too. Is that on their site?
Yeah, I can do that. Yep,
oh,
yep.
Great. Yes, let's play a game. Now, if you need a copy of
this list. Yeah.
Yeah. If you need a copy of the list, email Sue.
Yep.
And I think she'll.
I'll send you the list, and all of those links are clickable. So all you have to do is click on those to go sign up with everybody.
It's pretty all great
right.
work,
you
Sue.
Want me to share.
Let me know. You should be able to take it over. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
And I'm going to put your email address in the live chat too.
Okay. Cool. All right. So this is the contact us page for Central. Look at where it says nature of question, status of application, 3 to 5 business days to process.
Ooh.
It probably should change that, don't you think?
Oh.
To maybe 60 to 90 days.
I'm gonna go ahead and throw a flag on the play. Why does it just default say that? What happens when you click it?
It just puts that in there. Okay. Then you write in there, this is what you write next. It's been 60 days. Why am I still not signed up? It says 3 to 5 business days.
You should
see what happens.
I got an idea. Go ahead and copy the lyrics. What's the, it's been 65 days since, what's that song? Nothing compares to you. Why don't you grab like depressing song lyrics and put that in the questions and comments? You know, some like country lyrics and stuff. Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean.
I think everybody needs to
put that in there. Because you know what? If the status is 60 days or whatever, they got time for some song lyrics. They'd probably appreciate it. Let us know in the live chat. If you put song lyrics in the questions and comments, let us know. And then tell us what song you chose
they respond,
and why.
And what did they respond to you, please? I would love to know.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. What if maybe Sue will get an email? Please stop encouraging your drivers to put song lyrics in our...
Because the people from Fiverr don't understand, okay?
Oh, man. No sense of humor at Fiverr.
No.
Auto ships, I got like. And by the way, Kicking Up Dust, what's going on? Kicking Up Dust, becoming a regular viewer too. Auto Ship Direct, okay. When you have a broker, when you broker a load and you send a broker carrier agreement, which I think happens every time you dispatch.
I don't have a broker carrier agreement. I'm assuming he means like United Road, Metrogistics, they all have those.
Right.
I do not. I put basically what I want and what I expect in my contract attached to the load, and it does get attached every time you do a load. Now, most brokers only make you sign it one time. I've had a few brokers lately that are making us sign it every single year. I believe Wholesale is one of them. There was somebody else the other day that made us sign. Oh, Metro is making us re-sign all of the contracts again too. And I don't know why. Probably because this is my theory. RMIS is now like their insurance cert company.
Right,
that
RMIS.
Monitors.
Yeah.
And when you click on it, and that's the same thing with Ready Auto, they're making everybody re-sign theirs too. And it has to do with RMIS. So it may have something to do with that. But I do not, and most smaller brokers, no, it's a one-time thing, and most don't even make you sign a broker carrier agreement. It's also in the dispatch agreement as you do it. Because I'm trying to think of some other people that make you do it. LMR,
but
I want to
take a second run at this. The thing is, though, let's say you're a broker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've seen the YouTube videos where people are riding escalators and counting money and checking out Porsches and all this stuff, and it's really about brokering, but you're seeing a lot of awesome luxury photos of you and Jeff Bezos and all this stuff. All right, so you get into brokering, and now, how do you handle the broker carrier agreement as you sign up, you're brokering loads, and you're signing up shippers and then carriers. How should you be handling that? I think that's what we're trying to get to.
I guess it depends on how big of a broker you're planning on being. I mean, I know Nationwide does it and stuff like that, but these are big brokers. I'm not a big broker. Like I said, and most of the smaller brokers do exactly what I do. They put it in the load when they send it to you. They expect you to read it. I know nobody ever reads anything, but they expect you to read it and follow, you know, what we put in there, which my stuff is like pretty basic. It's like, you know, if there's a broker involved, this is what you're going to do. If you go to pick up a car and it doesn't run and drive, you can't negotiate it. You need to let me know so I know what's going on. You need to verify your cars for pickup and delivery. You know, that kind of general stuff that most transporters should know to do anyways. The broker agreements that we all sign with the big brokers that are 12, 14 pages long sometimes is a bunch of da-da-da-da-da over and over again.
Yeah, but yes, but just like credit cards and insurance and any, you know, loan agreements. The thing is, you got to protect yourself to some degree.
Yep.
So, I mean, even if it's a basic, to me, a basic agreement is 4 to 5 pages. I know that sounds crazy, but there's a lot to cover. And in fact, if you look at contracts, basic contracts, gosh, all those sections, like, go ahead and pull out your credit card agreement. Indemnity and jurisdictions of lawsuit, whatnot, and morals clauses and all. I mean, so the thing is, you don't need you probably don't need a morals clause in trucking. That would be bananas. But you know that you have those sections and basic understandings. And so if there is a problem, which there's gonna be a problem, when and if you have it lined out in the broker and the carrier agreement. You probably don't have to send it every time. And Sue, I thought I saw, like, if you move a load for you, if a carrier moves a load for you, the broker, don't you have, like, a default, you know, list of stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's always attached to every load I do.
Okay.
It's three pages long.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So you have those three pages attached to every load you dispatch.
Yes.
As a broker to a carrier.
Right. But it's not a, like, I think what they're asking about is the ones that you have to fill out, sign, date, you know, give your last known residence, that kind of crap on there. Send it back in.
Right. Hey, what's up, Gary? So what we're saying, Gary can chime. Yeah, Gary, I have one-time contract for the carrier to file, but then that same contract is also attached to the dispatch. That's what, thank you, Gary. That's what I was wondering. So when a carrier... I guess carriers don't sign up with you.
Right.
Okay. So as soon as a carrier agrees to get the dispatch, then you attach the contract to the, to the dispatch. Okay.
Right, right. Yeah. Where they, they're supposed to read it. And
that's helpful.
Honestly, most, what I want to say, like smaller brokers to medium brokers do exactly that too. Because I dispatch for all these people, so I get them all the time too, and I will be guilty of it too. I don't read all that stuff either, people. But I mean,
well, no,
the
nobody
first,
reads it.
First
not
part
until
of
it's
it is
problem.
Usually the most important part, and that's usually like call to make sure we don't. You know, they always say this is what it always says: call to verify. We don't pay fees for if the car's not good, and make sure if you need to pay a broker fee, you better pay us, kind of thing. That's it's
just and usually general. You see like. You'll see at the top, you need to pay us, you need to call ahead. And then a few lines down, you need to pay us, you need to call ahead. A few lines down, right? And it's over and over and over. Half the contract is the words repeating.
Right. Well, and then also, here's the big one, too, is if you damage the car, you're paying for it. We're going to call your insurance company. If you don't, you're going to get a negative, blah, 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 blah. Because that's what we're really worried about, is if you damage something, we're making sure you know you're paying and you're not getting paid until it gets paid, kind of thing. And that's usually, mine says the same thing. You're going to pay for the damage before I even pay you for the car.
And can you put in there like, and if you take this up with the load board, nobody cares?
We should put that on there because they don't.
It should be on there. Yeah. Don't contact the load board because they don't. Let's see. Hey, what's up,
proof
Russ?
Of that here in a minute.
And, well, we do. That's coming up, too. Look at this. We're already 20 minutes into this show. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
What happened? I better get to some stuff here. Let's see. We've got, all right, carrier on the move. John at LAI Auto Transport. Hey. This came in... John, from where to where? I got the emails.
Yeah.
I put it into the show, but I didn't get...
Someplace with snow and ice, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is happening now. We have breaking move. Here we go. This is happening now.
Yeah.
This is Ant's Transportation just sent me this before the show. Look at that.
Look at all that ice.
I know. That's such a wild picture. You got to send me your photos. I love this stuff. It's awesome. autotransportintel@gmail.com. Here's a carrier on the Fast Eddie. Oh, and there's snow in the background on this one, too. Moving a tractor on a single.
Yeah.
I like that. Because you know, those are the loads you look for. He sent in, he was making pretty decent money on a single car, too. I didn't want to make a video out of it and everybody get excited. And now we're all counting money and, you know, spraying champagne. And yeah, I don't want to do that. It looks like I just did it, though. We also have Two Bears.
Oh, Two Bears.
Carrier on the move, Two Bears nice. Transportation. So, yeah, send it in, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Oh, hey, so check this out. Okay, scan this. Do you have a QR code reader on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
Scan it, will you? And let me know what happens. I mean, I know what happens, but I'm just want to make sure this works. Because I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it.
Okay.
So do me a favor. Scan. Put it in the live chat. Scan this.
Took me straight to Auto Transport Intel.
There we go. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
I know. I have my own QR code now. So cool. Let's see here. Okay, so we got this. Yep, there were five. Okay, so Texas, OKC, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee.
Well, the Dallas-Fort Worth one is closed, too.
Here we go. Yeah, now.
Sent in her driver over
there
earlier.
This is the new list. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God!
I know.
That's.
But which ones are the fringes? Crazy. Like I was curious.
The whole world has
like,
been shut down except for California.
I mean, so you got Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma. Is Arkansas? Look, the Albuquerque's on here.
Yeah, holy they got mackerel. It too.
Oh, yeah, but they got some elevation over there in Albuquerque, I think.
Well, I had a driver just make it barely in yesterday because it was so bad into Albuquerque.
That is wild. Yeah, you got to watch out for the elevation over there. We talked about the top 12 auto transport load boards. We do have the list, and we're going to keep talking about it. Here it is. This is the new list. Go ahead and screenshot. Get your links. If you want to know why, how, where, and what, you can email Sue. She can hook you up with the PDFs. And if you have a debate, we want to know. Like, if you see a ranking you just totally disagree with, put that in the live chat. We want to know. I'm still, actually, number 8. This is the only one I keep, like, I'm just not sure, but maybe. Maybe. Well, of course, you know, we love to say, hey, this is auto transport, and you can do whatever you want. And we say it because we prove it every week.
Yes.
I mean, people, and not just people, I mean, business executives are grabbing masks and jumping right in.
Yep.
Don't believe us? Hey! This kills
me.
We are simply a load board. Oh, that's awesome.
So I got that today.
You know, if I get injured at your garage sale, I still have a case. You can't say, but it's just a garage sale.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but I'm still going to say, yeah, but it was in your driveway. I had a slip and fall. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting point. And I want to say this too. So what I did was, I went to, do this in order, Jay. So I went to DAT. You know, do you know DAT, right? DAT.
You
see the commercials on YouTube. What is DAT? DAT is the number one load board in freight.
Right.
Does DAT just say, if you got a question or problem, do they say, yeah, you know, we're just a load board? I doubt it. Can't you just tell the difference kind of right off?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Like, doesn't it look like a place that actually, you know, might want to look at all these? They got all their social media. You're not going to believe all the stuff up here on DAT. By the way, does this menu line look familiar to you at all? Think about where you've seen this menu line. It's interesting. We're going to keep going. Okay. But, I mean, here, so you click on their load board, and their 800 number's right up here front and center, not hidden behind some, you know, picture of a dude. You got your, you know, you got your rates right up here. Find loads. Oh, okay, I got a problem. I want to contact you guys. Oh, phone numbers. Oh, and they also use faxes. How interesting. The trucking must be the last industry to still use a fax. But, I mean, they tell you, look at it. They even have a pop-up window. Oh, you can't see it because of the logo. There's a pop-up window talking about system maintenance and updates. And dude, I mean, they got like a staff and stuff. Pretty impressive.
Huge. Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Well, maybe one of these days. Hey, somebody said, okay, so as proof, hey, Jay, our company was approved for central dispatch today on day 54. Just wanted you to know. So that's, is that inside that 3 to 5 days on that drop down?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Is it going to be a no? And I know. You got to be, dude, somebody in the boardroom on the 99th floor right now is like, man, I've had enough of this. Really? Well, we have too, man. Let's talk. Let's work together. Please. We're begging for help over here. Sheesh. Now, Sue, is this real?
That's real. I pulled it right off Central.
Is it not a mistake? Did you call?
No, I didn't call.
Yeah.
I don't have that much time to wait for them to answer me.
Is this real? Like, do you think it's a mistake? Okay. I don't need the where to where. Okay, 165 miles, $10. It's got to be a mistake, isn't it?
I would hope it's a mistake. It's probably really $40 or something stupid like that. But you know what I could do? I could go check the board itself and see if it's on there. Hold on a second. Let's do that.
Do that, yeah.
That's all, check.
Dude, what if you call in and they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, that should be a four.
Was it from Alabama, Jay, to where?
Yeah, it's Alabama, Florida, okay. Which again, this is, this route's a beauty.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Alabama, Florida is fine. Now you're just
not
having
for $10.
Fun. But it is a ProMaster. Well, that can't be right. But even if it's wrong, here's the thing. Who's the company again?
Ready Auto.
Yeah, dude. We're talking...
It's not on their board. Somebody already took it.
Somebody booked it for... Nah, we're going to move on. I can't... I stand on the record. There's no way that can't be right. It can't be right.
I would hope it wasn't right. To show it to you when I found it this morning. Because I had a driver there.
Why would they still let this guy list loads, all non-payments? Yeah. Because it's just a load board, Sue.
Yeah. So in regards to the email that we got back from Central, I never asked them about helping me with payment. We asked them because they don't have the broker bond listed for this company so that we could pursue it. That is their job, as far as I know. And so I sent another email back. I'm waiting for a response about that. And these people, usually I turn in people like this and go, why are you letting people? Because he had just in the last few days, there was like 10 or 11 on there of negatives for non-payment. That means he's not paying people, so he shouldn't be allowed to list cars. I literally called for that load, just so y'all know. And I asked them, because I said, so how does this pay? Oh, we'll send you a check as soon as you get delivered. I said, well, here's my problem. You have 11 negatives for non-payment. How can I trust that you're going to pay me? And it was click.
Right.
That's all it was.
And he knows, man, I got this. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody
cares.
I want. Yeah, I can do whatever I want. I can change the price. It could be 10 laptops. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want. This guy literally should be called grabbing a mask and jumping right in transport.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want. If you don't already know, you can do whatever you want. And then let us know what you did. Why not? I'm speculating, allegedly, and all the other waivers. Put the briefcases away. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is on that guy's page.
Yeah. Yeah. I said,
holy cow. Yeah.
That's just part of it. That's not even.
And still posting loads.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whoa, watch your step. You just walked into some
bull. You see, he's responding to some of them completely disagree.
Oh, I love that. Completely disagree, LLC.
Like that, yeah. Like that means anything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally. Completely disagree. I love that phrase. That is amazing. Actually, that might be the name of this show. Completely disagree. I got to write that down. Oh, man. That is so good. God, I'm going to start using that. Go to the store. I'm going to need to see some ID. I completely disagree.
Oh,
let's see here. It was the dispatcher. That's what the problem was. Yeah, our dispatcher screwed up. By the way, they'll be spraying champagne in the cubicles tonight. They just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery. Tell me I'm wrong. How long does it take to find an actual pickup, actual delivery posting? Should we time it?
What, 2 seconds?
Yeah, is it two seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that in a bit. Do you want to do that now?
A regular page. We can do it really quick. We've also got few people asking questions on here, too.
Oh, good.
So, good.
We got a route scout for Russ. Excellent. And was there one before Russ? Oh, and John has
one? Alina has a question about trailers.
Okay,
so
perfect.
We want to talk about that a little bit.
All right. Take it away, Sue.
I'm just going to pick, I don't know, we'll just do Southeast. Because it's going to come up immediately, so I really don't even have to worry about it.
Now it's like a virus. It's spreading. It isn't just the M company.
We should just be wearing t-shirts for everybody to do it because they do it all the time.
You can do whatever you want.
All right. So I'm on here. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Oh, there was a contract on file. I love those.
Yep.
Contract on file. It's so good. Wow.
Usually we've already seen one by now.
Hold on. I'm surprised. Pretty cool. I mean, this is really good. I'm proud of the marketplace. Maybe a non-runner. I like that, too, actually. I really appreciate that stuff. Even if it may be a non-runner, that's really good. Pictures available. I like that, too. Don't call me. Oh, shoot.
Wow.
We're having a pretty good day so far. This is great. Wow. We're like the reference ID police.
Yeah.
Which again is so funny that everybody uses the reference ID to communicate because.
There you go.
Oh, we got one.
Yep.
We got
vehicles
one.
Vehicles in Douglas, Georgia, and they put Jacksonville, Florida. So there's their first one.
Oh, good.
Sure. And then one right underneath it. Real pickup is West Palm Beach, Florida, and really going to Warsaw, Indiana.
Right.
There's two back to back.
Now right Palm Beach. Is close to Miami, I think.
No.
No?
Really. I mean, not
I
really.
It was. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is it, 60, 70 miles, something like that. It's not. And Warsaw, Indiana is nowhere near Chicago.
See, I didn't think so. Yeah, that one I... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and question.
There's two. Here, they've listed it again right there, so that's the same one. Actual delivery.
Actual delivery, Omaha. Ooh, how far is Omaha from Minneapolis.
Bloomington, Minnesota. Probably 300 miles.
And it's our favorite gang. There we go. Yeah. Thank you so much for playing. Actual pickup, actual delivery. Oh, God.
5420. I got to look it up. Hold on. Oh, Nebraska.
Oh, dude.
It is 368 miles.
368 miles?
Yeah.
That is a red card, and if that isn't anywhere close.
Yeah, not either.
And
here's another one. Here's another one. And it's the same people for this
one. Oh, yay.
This one says...
What's it saying?
Original delivery, Indiana, Richmond. So it's not really going to Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. It's going to Wichita?
Yeah.
And dude, Oklahoma City and Wichita.
Yeah.
That's not... Wow.
No. Nope. Wow. I mean,
there's no line. There just isn't a line here.
No, I think you go through Tulsa to get to Wichita. I don't think you would go through Oklahoma City from there, but that's just me. But.
Well...
Let's see. I mean, that's how many so far. Justin,
that's ridiculous.
Even, yeah.
I mean, tell us we're wrong. Are we wrong? I mean, really?
No.
Yeah, ants, we're just a load board. We don't know.
I mean, honestly, we do this all day, and especially I'm training people. They think they've got a load, and I'm like, yeah, look, it's not even where they say it is. I mean, that's the regular thing. I have to train people to look at this reference stuff because they do this stuff all the time. It's just silly. And I'm being nice by saying it, calling it silly.
We're just a load board.
Anyways.
Yeah. Hey, let's do what? So Elena had a question. You said Elena had a question, and then
he has a question about trailers.
Okay, great.
She's wanting. Let's see what she said here. Hold on.
Yeah. Well. Okay, Elena. There we go. Thank you, Elena, because we like to play fair. I know.
What are the best trailers in your opinion? Why? What kind? What can different types of trailers haul? Anything we can share specifically that dispatchers should know? So, as we all know, not all trailers are created equally. So, the three cars you're going to see out there on the road are going to be your Kaufmans, your Appalachian, your Take Threes. I mean, those are the names you're going to see almost every single time on a three car. Appalachian and the Kaufman. We're going to compare them. I would probably buy Kaufman over Appalachian, mainly because the Kaufman is usually wider, so you can put bigger stuff on it. Now, I don't know if everybody knows, when they're going out to buy trailers, you always want a 101 or 102 wide, and that's because otherwise you'll never be able to haul a dually, you'll never be able to haul a Hummer, and you want the bigger ones, because not only that, like the Tahoes are wide now too, and the Yukons are wide. So, and most trailers have a lip. They're not just straight across. So if you put something like that on there, you could possibly damage the tires, or it doesn't fit. So that's one of the things you want to look for. Now, I like the Take Threes because they're usually a flatbed. Now, they do Take Threes that are wedges, but I like the flatbed Take Three. You can get them with flip outs on the front and the back. That means you can take the tall vans. You can take the big trucks that are lifted. I've taken some crazy lifted stuff on them. And they're longer with the flip outs too. So that way you can take 3 1500s on a, because what it ends up being is almost a 56 foot trailer. So you can take 3 1500s on it. Now, I do have 50 foot car Kaufmans that I do take sometimes two pickup trucks and a small car in the middle. They will fit as long as you watch your dimensions. You never want to go over 53 and a half foot, because you do have overhang on a 50 footer, but it's only so much, so you have to watch what you're doing. The next trailers I would talk about would be your four cars, and you have four car Kaufmans, I believe you have four car Appalachians, and then you have the really good trailers, which are going to be like your Sun Countries and your Infinities. The Infinities rock. I mean, they really are awesome trailers. They're just very expensive. Sun Country is high too. Wally Mo is high too. But you're paying for quality. on a Kaufman Appellation. The axles that they put on there are horrible. They dry up and they will break down. They will catch on fire. All kinds of fun stuff happen with them, and you might as well just carry that with
they
you.
They may.
Well, I've had it happen, so I can say it does.
Well, if you say they will, you know.
And it all depends on, you know, if you do regular maintenance and you watch, you get out every morning and you do your inspections, you make sure that your oil baths are full, because they're not tandem axles. Tandem axles are not where you can get to them and they have an automatic bath, okay? But on the other ones, they have a little tiny hole on your axle. You're supposed to check them when you start in the morning, when you stop, and during the day. And a lot of drivers don't do that. That's when you get into problems. That's when they dry up. That's when you'll see your tire go rolling down the hill or something like that because it's sheared off everything. It's all about maintenance. It's all about watching stuff. I don't like Dexter axles, but that's what we have to deal with. And Dexter axles are always on all these trailers. And right now, the chain supply is so bad that finding axles can take you sometimes a month. And you could be sitting on the side of the road for a month or two, depending on where they have to have them built and brought into. And you know it all's coming from China usually. So, hey, there you go. On the Walimos and stuff like that, those are all tandem axles. So you're not dealing with that. You do have to watch them, don't get me wrong. You still always have to do your maintenance and you always have to do your inspections. But you're not going to have the troubles with them as you will with the cheaper trailers. They're cheaper for a reason. It's so people can get into this business cheap.
Which is fundamentally a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, you pay $75,000-$80,000 for a truck, and then you buy a trailer that's $13,000 or $15,000 when you buy that. That's why that happens just like that. Because you're not going to go pay $75,000 for your truck, $55,000 for a Infiniti or Walimo, you know, that kind of thing. And because then you're into it over, what, $125,000, $135,000, something like that. Most people aren't going to start out doing that.
So Elena wants to know, what is your favorite? What's your, like, favorite?
The Infiniti. I'll be honest, I love the Infiniti trailer. But it's a 55, and it may be even higher now.
Carlos, what did you pay for yours?
My guy had a 4. I think Carlos has, do you have a 5, Carlos? Francisco's has a 5 Infiniti. I have a couple drivers who have Walimos that are 4 cars. And they are belly loaders where you have 1 in the bottom, 3 on the top wedge. But the difference between that and an Infiniti, the Infiniti is all flat. And so you either have, I believe, 2 on my 4 car. It was 2 that tilted up and then 1 went underneath, which I think we have some pictures of that too. And now, Carlos, I think, do you have 3 that goes up? I don't have the picture in front of me. I do have a picture of Carlos's and Francisco's. But I know they love their trailers more than probably what they used to have. Let's just say a 4-car Kaufman where you have 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom. My drivers literally had to crawl through the windows to get that car in the pocket and get out the same way. So if you're a big guy, that's probably not happening. So keep that in mind too. And then, you know, you go up from there. You got your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10s too. I don't deal a lot with that. I just know if you're going to do that, make sure you get a good trailer. So you're dealing with Sun Countries and stuff like that. And I think Infiniti makes bigger trailers too now, if I'm not mistaken.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
That's awesome stuff. Yep.
Oh, you got a good deal. He only paid $43. Did you get that brand new, Carlos? Because I know brand new, they're more than that for some reason. Because my guy got the 4 car when it was brand new, and he paid $55, I think, or $53. I think that's when they were first starting to come out, though. They're a good trailer, though. You haven't had any problems with the trailer, have you? True. He said the 7K axles are all junk. He's right. You need to upgrade to the 10s or the 12s and a halves. I think that's what they are. Then they go to 10,000, then 12,500, I think, on the axles for this, even the small car trailers. LAI has a 56 with flip out.
Travis says Infiniti makes up to a 6 car.
Okay, is that the biggest? Okay. They're a good trailer, though. My guy, I think, only had trouble a couple times when he had it. I think he's still trying to sell his right now. But as we all know, everybody's pretty much set right now at the moment. Because I don't think he's had any offers on it at all.
Here's a go. Hey, so Elite Auto Shipping. This is good. This is one of, I like the live chat to share information, promote. So how do you get signed up or contact Elite Auto Shipping? If you want to put the link, I'll approve that. Share the link. That goes for anybody. You got a link to share? Wait. Share it. Put it in the live chat. Put it in the comments below if you missed the show live. Because clearly, we're going to have to create our own load board. Dang it. Is that what's going to happen? We have to create our own... I mean, I'm not serious, of course, but it seems like it. We got to do something.
No, we're not serious.
We're not going to create a load board. There are already other load boards, but they need more loads. They need more attention. They need more momentum. It's 2022, and we still are digging old pizza out of a dumpster.
Yeah.
That may or may not have pizza in it. Maybe. We don't know.
You got a good deal.
We're just a dumpster. We're just a dumpster. We're simply a dumpster.
Of information.
Hey. Garbage in, garbage out. We're a dumpster. We don't know. I mean, we're collecting money every month from all these people. Yeah, but we're still just a dumpster. We have tons of money. And a dumpster. We had a big dumpster.
Got a search here too. I see South Carolina to South.
You know,
Carolina.
I'm kidding. Oh, we're searching. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up right now. It's South Carolina to South Carolina. Rollback operator wondering if Central is worthwhile for a local work. Probably not, is what I'm gonna tell you. You will make more money off of doing it yourself than finding this, because watch, wait for this one. They don't like to pay.
Shake them up. When you go dumpster diving, you're gambling.
I'm not even going to put a minimum on here. We're just going to let it roll and see what comes up here. So there's 34 loads, and this is all of South Carolina to South Carolina.
Yeah. The answer, Russ, is it's this load board. You can find loads, but it's not the way you're going to stay busy all the time. You could use this as a jumping off. I mean, listen, if the dumpster doesn't care, then you may as well just use it to your advantage, contact everybody, and build your own routes and say goodbye, right? Is there any minimum commitment? Sue, can you sign up for the dumpster for 1 month and then just quit?
Yes, you can. All right, you can.
Cool. Yep. Do it. There you go. Make the most out of your month or two and say goodbye. Because listen, nobody cares.
If there was a lot of like dealers listing stuff on here for South Carolina, I would tell you yes, do it, because like he's saying, you make your connections then. But if you look on here, most of this is not dealers. These are big brokers. There's Ready, there's Assertus, there's Diz, RCG. Carpool. I'm looking for any dealers on here, and I'm not seeing anything.
But you can contact brokers and tell them your route.
True.
Right? Get your business card.
If this
your
was
route,
a regular thing that
number.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, because Russ was in here before, I think, asking same route question. It was South Carolina going southeast.
So I would sign up with outside brokers like United Road, stuff like that.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
They're going to be the ones that have the kind of stuff you're wanting.
In fact, get your phone out, Russ, and screenshot. Go back and watch this on... Here you go. Go back and watch this on YouTube. Go back and watch other Dispatching Live shows and keep asking the question. And then you can get the broker info, contact them, tell them your route. Why pay for a dumpster fire if you don't need to?
I think even RCG, because they do a lot of this little stuff, you might just get hooked up with them. I don't know if they require you to be on Central or not. I know United Road, you don't have to be on Central. So you could go get signed up on their load board. That is free. And then you can just go through there. And then if you get a contact over there at United Road and you tell them what you're doing and they service that area, then you tell them you know, let me have all that work in that area. That might be the way to go about it too. Yeah, I mean, mainly it's RCG and United Rotor. Those are the ones I'm seeing repeatedly over on.
Well, I would think RCG would have a lot of loads in that area, right? They do
it
short
looks like
runs,
they do.
Lots of in-ops.
They do. The problem with RCG is you see right here, you see what they're paying, $33. I know it's only 19 miles, well, but that's not really the point.
Call them up and say, listen, I see you've got loads. This is my area.
Yeah.
What kind of deal can we work out? I mean, you know. You can put any price tag you want when you set a lamp out at the sidewalk for sale.
Yeah, these are not pretty. And most of them, you've got a rollback, so you should be able to take any in-op they've got on here.
Exactly. That's the other thing. He's got the right trailer to be operating locally.
Mm-hmm. Also, you could go get signed up with Copart. As well, they love people like you because you'll pick up the cars that are in ops and bring them to the auction for them and stuff like that. I know I've had a Copart actually send me their applications and stuff before for the drivers, but none of my guys had winches, so I know they do that. I do not know that IA does that, but I would think they've got to have a department that has that capabilities too, and that might be where your real money is because they'll pay.
Okay, so this is Russ. Now, also, John wanted Ohio to Florida.
Okay. We're at in Ohio. Akron?
Did he say? Travis has got... Up. Then, Travis, you're up next.
Akron, I thought. But I thought he was... Okay.
Yeah. Go with your gut.
Well, I swear. But I thought maybe he was telling us where he was at when you showed the picture. That's why I didn't understand if he was asking us to find the
lower. Yeah, the picture was...
Because we were asking about Florida.
I guess he's
dropping
off. He must be dropping off to... I think he's doing Florida, Ohio. So he's searching Ohio to... Does that make sense? I think that's
Akron.
What it is.
He put Akron, Ohio to Florida.
Okay. So he wants to go back to Florida. Yeah.
All right. Let's just put
sounds about right.
They should be paying well, especially right now.
Uh-huh. One would hope.
Well, we're going to just put bank loads on here. So I'm going to put at least 70 cents a mile. So we can get rid of it.
Hey, Silverman got $50 more on a load.
Wait. At least it wasn't $50 less.
That's what I was going to say. Get somebody. Hey guys, I booked a load for $50 less.
Well, here's an Altima out of Columbia Station, which Columbia Station is either Copart or IA, going down to Orlando for $850. Wow, there's one for Montway for $1,400, a Suburban, but it's going over the Cape Coral side. Here's a Tampa one for $875. Orlando, another $750. Well, then you're going to bring in Pittsburgh because I know Pittsburgh is going to have stuff on here. There's an Akron to Fort Myers for $870. I'm not sure where at in Florida they're going to. I'm going to assume maybe Miami area or something to that effect. There's 150.
I think he picked up in Orlando, so I think he's probably. I'm gonna say headed back to Orlando ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's where you want to turn
another,
around.
Here's another Akron to Orlando, $840, and it's $750, $800 to Kissimmee. Here's a two pack.
I like that Ford Escape.
I like this one right here.
$1,750. Actually, yeah, you could handily go to Orlando, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's enough on here to go to Orlando.
And these are all negotiable. How much money are you going to add to each vehicle on this list right now?
I would ask each one of them, well, you know, these ones that are over a dollar, I don't know if you'll have a lot of room unless they're huge like this one. Blue Star doesn't negotiate, so that's pointless. Okay. Dash doesn't negotiate, that's pointless. Mm-hmm. But the ones that you could ask for would be like the smaller brokerage because they may be like this one is this one that's not going to him.
Is that a dealer? That's a dealer. That's what,
Car Right. So yeah, sometimes Fort Pierce, I get Florida. Yeah, there we go. Sometimes I get more money out of the dealerships than I do at an actual broker.
Totally.
Because
yeah.
They, you know, they have more negotiating because they're trying to get the maybe the product to the customer or something like that, and they really want it bad. But right now, with this weather, yes, absolutely, you have negotiation. And then, as you can see, I don't even know if this is a weather thing. I think, like I said, for some reason, snowbird season is still continuing, and I have no idea why.
There's so many loads up here. How about, so like that two-car load for $750 for two, would you say, how about...
$1,750, yeah.
Okay, so this is where you get into the negotiation. It's all in your approach.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Like, if you were going to be there next day.
Don't act crazy, but, you know, here, like, we I'm calling about the two. Use your actual voice. Yeah. Don't get all nuts.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling about the two from Akron to Florida. We can pick it up today or tomorrow, and the driver's asking for $1,900.
Yeah. I would start there.
And you see what I did? I was polite. And I also deflected. Yeah. I didn't make up this number. My driver did. This is where in the early days, I would say.
You blame it all on the driver.
I would say I'm the driver's assistant.
Yes.
And the driver, just always blame it on the driver because the driver's blaming it on you. And this is
well. The drive most drivers lies. Won't care because they'll go, okay, yes, ask for more money anyway. So.
You do need the money. This is auto transport. Yeah. You do need the money, and it's go ahead.
And what you can also say is this: when I get to Florida, I'm gonna get burned coming out, so I got to get as much money going in.
There you go. This is not a get rich quick scheme.
Nope.
We're trying not to go broke. And have you seen the weather outside? I've actually said that before. Yeah. Have you seen the weather outside?
Yeah.
Have you seen the list of CarMax closings?
Yeah.
Have you seen the ice on the trailer? Do me a favor. Yeah. We'll do it. We'll do it for $50 less if you get up on the upper deck with the driver and do the little slip and slide game. Okay?
Yes, and help him load it, please.
Yeah.
What's this? Oh, this is need a flatbed, so I know it's huge. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's not happening. I don't even think that's enough money right there for those. Let's see here.
John's talking about YouTube money. I don't know. I go through moments where I check the other videos. I haven't checked in a while. I have no idea what YouTube's doing right now. I mean, I know we're on YouTube, but we're like the opposite. And you can tell. Those other YouTubers, they don't watch this show. No. No, they don't watch. I got it. I know what's going on.
There's plenty on here. Anybody could get loaded.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is for sure. Shooting ducks in a barrel.
Where you're wanting to go. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be your money leg. Because let's check the backhaul.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Let's go ahead and check. Yeah. You're going to hit that backhaul button, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
What?
There was one,
you didn't hit the backhaul button?
I'm just going to go Florida back to... Let's just put in Akron.
I'm telling you, there's a better way. Maybe it's in the new look, Sue. Yeah.
Oh. All right, so this is what we got. 12 loads.
Oh, my gosh.
Enclosed,
how many were there going? How many were there going south?
152, I believe, is what it was.
Wow.
Yeah. This is horrible. So first you've got the Camaro, who's obviously... that's just really weird. Okay, so we have a Camaro that's enclosed for only 87 cents a mile. Beep. That's a bad one. then you have your in-op that needs the winch going really into Pittsburgh area. All right. Here's Clearwater. A $1,556 a mile. It's for Get Carrier. Probably not any good.
Oh, you love them.
To the phone. Yeah, just absolutely. Here's Roadrunner. And
at least it's not cooked cat.
Good. Yeah. here's one for 42 cents a mile, and that's in Ocala. Here's Tallahassee, which is nowhere near the rest of the stuff, for $500. We have Tampa to the Akron area for $420.
Man, and you're driving around? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, none of this stuff is close to each 40, other. Yeah, look, 34 cents a mile, 41 cents a mile, 40 cents a mile. This is all the way from Naples for 31 cents a mile. And that's a dealer list in that. Look at that.
Wow. Naples Motorsports. Wow. Record luck, profits.
Buddy. Yeah.
Record profits. Oh, my gosh. 400 it. COD. Are you breaking even on this?
No.
No. Is a nine car breaking even on this?
No. Not even.
Maybe if you got the two drivers and the tilt-a-whirl and the, you know, driving all night and dodging the scales, maybe. I don't even know if you can dodge the scales for that money.
No. I mean, that's the normal
that is
here.
Stupid, I mean, man.
Unless this was snowbird season going the rest of the, you By know, the way, opposite go, way.
Do me a favor. Go back ahead. down to that BMW because this is where it gets really fun. So that's going to a resident, right? Don't you think? That's why it's paying
it's coming
on pickup.
From Naples.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how Naples fun do you think the resident is on this load?
Oh, I'm sure they want their car in pristine condition. Oh, you better not show
man.
The snow on it.
Exactly. Why is there snow on it? Why is it dirty? Why are you late? Why do you stink? Mm-hmm. Why? By the way, I've got my bagel at 2. And I'm going to get my shoes shined at 2:30. I need you here at like 2:15. And I don't mean at like. I mean at 2:15.
Yep. Yep.
All of that to break even and dodge the scales. Thanks for playing.
Lake, isn't that going to be Erie or something? Isn't Conant Lake Erie area? Nobody goes to? Because that's 73 miles northeast of Akron.
That's, what is it? Residential mountainous?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just going to be way out of the way. Let's just put it that way.
Or is it going to the Bezos residence?
Yeah, I mean, 400,
Seriously.
like COD on pickup, like they're giving you a bonus there, man.
Exactly, exactly. Don't fall for it. That is ridiculous.
Oh, Lord.
And this, it's not, this is my tidbit. Whatever, isn't a crack at the who posted it. This is a crack at where we are on expectations in 2022.
Yeah.
Reference ID, we're all in this together. There we go. Nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Did we have another one?
We did that. Okay, so Travis is talking Nashville. Travis, here's what we're going to do. We're going to save Travis for after the break.
Okay.
I'm going to take the screen back here because it is almost it's almost Larry that time. Down. Yeah, let me see what else we got here. Now this guy says there's not many videos on Central Dispatch about hauling trailers. So tune in, and I wouldn't say the load boards is the right place for that too. I don't know the answer to this, but maybe tuning in tomorrow on Cars on the Move. Did you know? Check this out. Actually, Keenan shared this on LinkedIn. Keenan's going to be a guest on Cars on the Move tomorrow. Ty is going to be in Florida at Jaxport Storage tomorrow on Cars on the Move. Tomorrow on Cars on the Move is going to be kind of a mini party. So join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move. I put the link in the live chat. It's going to be interesting tomorrow. Keenan, Candy, Ty, Hendrick is still with Ty. I don't know who else is joining us. So that's going to be interesting. That's tomorrow on Cars on the Move. Okay, it is now time. So get your fingers on your buzzers. Because here we go. All right, so we do 5 questions on Tuesday nights. Just the questions on Tuesday nights. And on Thursdays at 1 o'clock, we do the answers. We're going to do the questions again and the answers. Okay, I've got my answers from Tuesday night. All right, pencils down. Here we go.
Okay, ready.
all of the following help a customer feel more at ease about their vehicle shipment, except vehicle tracking, open communication, text message updates, or cheapest price. So this is your gimme.
I would assume cheapest price, but I think the customers do like cheapest price. That's
they do. They actually do. And they Google it. They Google cheap car shipping.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's Ty. It's a party on the move. Yeah.
Hey,
say
Ty.
Hello. We might even open up the Zoom. We'll see what happens. So if you want to Zoom, if you want to Zoom on Cars on the Move tomorrow, there may be an opportunity here. All right. Well, we're just going to reveal. Let's see what we got here. And there we go. All right. So we all got this one. I mean, you know. Okay. You think you're smart?
One.
Question two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Kia Soul from Dallas, Texas to Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Is it $395, $505, $665, $895? Do I hear $900 in the back?
I want the $895, but I don't know, man. I think it should be that.
Well, honestly, this is from Tuesday before the ice, but I still said $895. Because it's, you know, it's winter. You got wind, yeah. You got snow, you got COVID, you're sneezing everywhere.
Yeah.
Reference ID.
Everywhere.
Don't sneeze on the car. So please put your guesses in the live chat. No bueno. What are you going to say, Sue?
I'm saying $895.
All right, I'm going $895 too. $895 going once.
Oh man,
no.
Suck.
Yuck. But that is probably typical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dallas.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, no. Dallas, they don't like to pay money in Dallas.
No.
They spend it. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I mean, you still have some brokers listing the appropriate amount of money. Don't get me wrong, because I could move out of there all week long, but
yeah,
you have to wait for it.
It's like Houston. All right. Question three. Here we go. Roughly how much does a gallon of diesel fuel weigh? 7, 9, 11, or 13 pounds. I struggled with this one, but
I'm going to say,
I think Carlos was in the live chat on this one Tuesday night. So I think I now know the answer. Well, I don't know, but I got it wrong because I don't know.
It's either 7 or 9. I think I looked it up one time for one of my drivers when he was trying to figure out how much he weighed.
You're in the right, yeah. You're in the neighborhood.
I'm going to go with 7. I'm going to go say 7.
That's good. Anybody in the live chat want to chime in? And I think actually, yeah. Oh, somebody was saying it was a wedge. Somebody with a wedge was saying, yeah, I know this because I do this calculation regularly so that I know my weight.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right, party of one. Oh, hey. It is. There you go. 7. Gary's got the decimal. Look at that, 7.5. All right, well done. Here we go. Question 4. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Hyundai Sonata from Amboy, Washington to Miami, Florida? $890, $1105, $1590, $2010. All right. Now, again, I aimed high, which is why I'm wrong.
Yeah. I would say 2010, too. I agree with you.
Right?
We're talking coast to coast, basically. I don't even know where Amboy is, but it doesn't sound good.
And you can't drive as the crow flies.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear that. Yeah.
It's pretty sad because you know it's not going to be 2010, but...
No, it's not. So, Are we just going to say, am I going to put you down for 1590?
Me? I'm going to say 2010. Screw it.
In fact, if it,
I know that's what it should be.
If it was Florida, Washington, we'd probably be at 1105.
It'd probably be at 890.
Jeez. And it would be actual pickup, Oregon, actual delivery.
Yes.
Georgia.
Yeah, because I don't even know where Amboy is.
I
bet
know,
it's
right?
Not Seattle.
It's right next to Amgirl. And the answer is... Oh, thank
God. Oh, my
God.
God.
Oh.
All right, now I got to see where this is at. Hold on. Let's see how many miles it is. It is...
And I'm assuming you're going to go through L.A.
Oh, it doesn't show that. It says 3,293 miles, and that's going through... oh, by the way, it's on the border of Oregon and Washington, so it's way low.
Right.
It takes them through Idaho, Salt Lake City, and you can either drop down through Colorado and then Dallas, or you can go through Nebraska,
wow,
and then Kansas City, St. Louis, and then through Nashville down.
I will say this. Actually, if you were to take that route, you could probably get some connections through Salt Lake and Oklahoma.
Yeah. And really, even with this, okay, so that's 3,300 miles, we'll say. So that's really 2010. I'm kind of surprised.
Right, could be even not right. 2010's a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad considering, so.
Question 5. A short-term transactional freight pricing that reflects the real-time balance of supply and demand in the truckload market is called... Instant price, short rate,
spot
rate, temporary rate. Yeah.
Let's get spot rate.
Yeah. In my mind, this is the other gimme, but we all know different things. Yes, I've got spot rate. Sue's got spot rate. We did a show on spot rate that I mentioned. You should check out the spot rate. I was going to say, man, I was going to be really, really disappointed. Oh, you know what we forgot last week?
What?
I've got a mug. I was a dispatcher once, which means I had problems, and I put them all in this mug, and now I... Oh, you try to negotiate a better rate, but the broker or shipper always says, last time I paid that price, so I'm not raising it. Right. Moving it all day. We do it all day. My granddaddy did it. That's just a nice way of saying it. And they don't say that, by the way. They don't say, well, last time I paid that and I'm not raising it. They say, we always move it for that. Click. So, some of these things are just too darn polite. All right, so we got that. What else we got here? Let's see. I think that's it for new stuff. We got 15 more minutes. You can go ahead and share the screen. We need to search for Travis. By the way, 15 more minutes left. I know it goes. Does it go too fast? Or is it just too slow?
Where am I?
Does it feel, have you, do you feel like
it went fast today?
It did. It did get, went really fast today.
Yeah.
Put that back in the spot there. And yeah, if you got a route scout,
for Travis,
trailer capacity,
Nashville, right?
Nashville 2-car non-CDL. Let's go ahead and
just
shake
anywhere?
Them up. Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for a recommendation. Let's pretend right. There's no ice.
All right. Well, I'm going to put in the states I like, which is the Midwest. So, which this week... don't do, but you know, hey, we can't do anything about the weather now, can we?
Somebody's thinking, why is he playing backgammon? He's live.
Now, on a 2-car, I'm going to look at 80 cents a mile and above, so we're going to start there. Oh, whoops, wrong one. All right, we're going to put at least $300 of that, and then we're going to put 80 cents a mile. All right, 163 loads, believe it or not. All We've got...
Remember, non-CDL, two car.
Yeah, oh, so my two cars, I try to make a dollar a mile.
Take three, trailer, two GN, so height isn't an issue. Oh, good, he's got doesn't have a height issue. We're just watching for weight.
Answering a question at the same time.
Well, if you got a Mannheim question, Ty loves to look that stuff up.
No, my driver was asking which one he should drop first. Let's see. And all of this is all based too on the fact of whether you can haul for certain people, like Ready Autos, that kind of thing. Because as you can see, they've got a really killer one going into Georgia for $435. But if you can't haul for Red, it's kind of a moot point.
Are you signed up with RAT, Travis?
That's a good one. Look at the one going from Mount Juliet to Kansas City right there for $5.50, $95.
That is a good one. That's a dealer, right?
Shoot. Yeah, and you could probably ask him for at least $50 more. I bet.
Text Ivan. Oh, that is a great deal. Actually, yeah, that is. It's a recommendation right now. Although, well, you're not picking it up today or tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
Have people heard of
maybe
this
Saturday.
New Polestar car?
Yeah, what's up with Polestar?
This is a car. It's a battery car. Obviously, it's enough because probably they didn't charge battery or something. Hmm. Anyways, it's actually a sweet-looking car. We were trying to move one last week.
Hmm, yeah, show me. I did.
So I was
I
what the hell is a Polestar? That's why you would name it that, I don't know. But you can see it's actually a pretty-looking car.
Yeah, you know.
This is what they look like. I think they look nicer than the Tesla, personally. And they're really not.
So
I think I looked up the price was only like $35, $40 for it or something like that.
Nice.
On average, I mean, a car is that's what they run anyways anymore.
So if the battery's dead, what are you doing? You're winching it on? Did they said winch? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Can you put an EV in neutral and winch it? Is that how that
good
works?
Good point. I don't know. Does anybody know?
Are the wheels locked? Do you have to unscrew the wheels?
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God.
This is a good one too, going over to Florence, but getting out of South Carolina is a nightmare.
Travis has signed up with RAT and Cars Arrive.
Ooh. Okay.
We run for everybody except wholesale.
One.
Is that because of the
6 month?
1 year. What is it?
No, 6 months for wholesale and 20 current ratings, I think, is what they require. Maybe he just doesn't want to run for wholesale. Too. That's a possibility.
Thanks, okay. John.
What else?
Yeah.
Oh, they roll. Okay, sweet.
Huh, that's cool. That's good. It's good to know.
We could find something to go with that Kansas City one. That's what I'm trying to see.
There's no drivetrain to jack up.
Definitive Mobile has one up in Bowling Green going to Mobile for $600. Like that. The Blue Star has one up in Bowling Green going to Gainesville, Georgia. That one that was for RAT was down south. And this Arlington place is a Copart or an IA. We found that out a couple weeks ago. Just so everybody knows.
When I was booking for Don, we did Louisville, Nashville a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of a short run you can put together and build a lane. Ooh, two for Certus. Murray, Kentucky. You got to drive 100 miles to pick those up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to cut into your deal.
I wonder what this is. I bet this is huge. Or it's two trucks, one or the other. Because they put 2,000, 2,000. Makes me think it's going to be
2,000, 2,000 truck.
They do that a lot. There's another one going over to Charleston area. There's
Look at that. Look at that. reference ID. DRF will only be paid.
These two might work together.
If Carrier calls ahead and gets a name. Interesting.
That is the truth with backlots.
That would be easy to screw up, wouldn't it? Because, you know, everybody loves to make phone calls.
I'm gonna look out, see where these two are going to. 4-6. Those two you could do these two together, but then you end up basically in Charleston, which is, like I said, really hard to get out of.
Could
do these two together.
Rarely went to Charleston. That's a hard city to get out of.
It's no man's land.
Yeah, no.
Kind of like Savannah.
You're up.
I don't do either one of them.
You're looking at Monk's Corner or whatever. Yeah. You're just doing anything to get out of there.
There's two going up to Wisconsin, but I probably wouldn't do those either.
Fond du Lac? Dude, you're in Canada, I think.
Yeah, it's way up there, I think.
Yeah, dude.
This isn't too bad. There's two here going to Mobile, but this... Real pickup is Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh,
really
good.
Delivering in Shalimar, Florida.
Hey, okay. we got one. I'm surprised it doesn't say we have the contract.
True. That's mean.
Oh, shoot.
There's a tiny home.
Oh, take it over to Fayetteville. Little tiny home.
Well, so we got, here's some stuff going up to Little Rock. This one's so far over there, but I mean, look how much it's paying. It's probably worth to go over there to get that. With, you got this.
That is Oh, look,
it's probably at Copart.
It's on Super Dispatch.
Oh, ODT is using Super Dispatch. Sweet.
So, do you check Super Dispatch load board to make sure it's still there?
Oh, absolutely. That's where you go get it. If it's not there, it's usually gone.
That's where you get it. Yeah, book it there.
Now, I will tell you something about these new people that are using Super Dispatch. You can request a load, and sometimes they don't realize that they have to give it to you, and I've had them give it to people who called. So, if they're new and I've never seen them using the Super Dispatch board before, I will go request it, and then I also make a phone call.
Right.
Just to be on the safe side.
Double duty.
If you really want the car, do it.
Yeah.
Lots of cars going to Florida.
Which, again, is why, you know, having a dispatcher can be helpful because, right, you're bumping down the road, you're loading.
Yeah.
You may not be able to cover all those bases.
Yep. And then usually they never answer the phone anyways, so we call, you know, and call and call and call. Until that load disappears off of that page, we usually call. Just put it that way.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. How about that one? We haven't talked about that in a while, where you call, they send it over, and it's still on the load board, so you call them. Hey.
Yeah.
And it's one of those sweet as pie. Hey. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for that dispatch. You know, I can't help. I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm trying to fill the truck, and I see the load is still on the load board. So, do you mind scooching that off the load board a skosh? You know.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
They say, as soon as you get it picked up, we'll take it off the board.
Oh, thank you. And here's the joke. You come to find out, usually. It's automatically removed when you get the dispatch.
Right.
So they know it's still there.
Yeah.
Because they are... hedging their bets? I mean, right? What do you think of that? What's the morality clause
on
this? Okay, there you go. Sorry.
I don't think it's fair. Especially for somebody who's calling in who wants the load. And then you hear them say, this is what I always get told. Well, we've left that load on the board because we're waiting for for this driver to pick up. If they don't pick up, we'll call you. Yeah, they never call.
Oh. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's the one where you're sitting in the restaurant, you've ordered food, you see the waitress, and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Can we get that food? And they're like, well, I mean, I'm bringing it to another table, but how much money do you got? Right.
There's some stuff going to Minnesota on here if you want to brave the coldness up there.
Let me know if somebody try that at a restaurant. Try to buy
there
the food
go.
Off the waitresses.
Here's another Kansas City right here. But it's not ready till tomorrow.
Ooh, that's all right. I wouldn't pick up today anyways. This.
Where's that other one?
Yeah,
right here?
Let's do Kansas City. That's actually... Plus, you're not driving that far out of your way. Oh, look at that. She's checking the boxes.
There you go.
I
don't know. Where's Lake Winnebago in Kansas City? Do you know?
Lake Winnebago?
Where's that? Let's go look. I got to see.
I have no idea.
I know. I've never heard of that in Kansas
City.
I've never heard
of that.
Believe it or not, it's a suburb of Kansas City.
Get out of
here. It comes up and it says, instead, Greenwood, Missouri. Does that ring a bell more?
I have heard of Greenwood, as a matter of fact.
It's only 24 miles from this delivery.
Okay. And so it's...
Delivery.
Oh, okay. So it's...
That's how close it is. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah, no, I see it. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's there. I mean,
that's good.
That's probably what I would take.
Shoot, yeah. That's
honestly
a good deal. So what are those two paying?
One's paying $550. The other one's paying $650. And I would ask this Greenway Ford for $650 and settle for $6.
Nice. Dude.
But that's a good
run
right there.
That is a solid plan.
Yeah.
Get you a screenshot of the screenshot.
Oh, Travis, this is what he's talking about wholesale. He's ran a few for wholesale, got to the auction, the car was gone. See, I've never had it be gone except for when we call ahead to see where it's at, and then we find out someone has already picked it up. But I've never shown up and the car was actually gone. I actually like wholesale. I haul quite a bit for them. But to each their own. And, you know, if that happened to me four times, I'd probably tell them to shove it too. So
I've had drivers show up at the auction, Mannheim, Odessa, mm-hmm. right? Gate pass.
Yeah.
Should be, you know, easy peasy or whatever. And yeah, the cars aren't there and we find out, we make calls and find out someone else picked them up. Then I'm working with a driver and he did it. He picked up the wrong cars.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh my God, you mean we're the problem?
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. I felt
that
sick.
Sucks.
Yeah. Like, I know it's cold. I know. I get it. Man. But really, man? You didn't check the bins?
I had a driver do that the other day. They brought him out the car, thank God. I can't remember how they caught it. Oh, they caught it. The dealership caught it. They gave him the wrong car. And he pulled away, and he just pulled back in and got it. But it was his responsibility to check that VIN.
Always check the VIN.
The VIN, yes.
Check
that should
the
be a
VIN.
Shirt, too.
Yeah.
We need a shirt that says, always check the VIN.
Always check the VIN. Completely disagree. We want to thank everybody for jumping in the live chat today. This show went really fast. Maybe fun was had.
We hope fun was had.
We hope fun was had. Completely disagree. And that, again, if you need copies of the new top 12 auto transport load boards in 2022, Sue's got the list. There's actually a show you can watch. It's 3 hours. So, you know, if you're like, you know, waiting for, if you got a lot of time to kill, yeah, you're really bored, you got time to kill because you didn't check the VINs and now you don't know what to do with life. Top 12 load board show. It actually, what I like about the show is it's interesting how some of the rankings changed.
Right.
Elena had fun. Thanks, Elena.
Yeah.
So, lots of information. Don't forget to go to, if you're looking for a dispatch service, you know somebody looking for a dispatcher, go to murphyautotransportservices.com. And, thanks all around. Really do appreciate it. Thank you, Larry, for the questions. You know, that's a lot of work that they put in every week. So, really appreciate that. And if you're trying to do better and trying to help educate other people, thank you so much for doing that. Please do join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move, live at noon. The link is in the live chat somewhere. You can go to the Auto Transport Intel homepage. I'll share it one more time here. Why not?
Okay.
Because we're all about assistance. So Cars on the Move tomorrow. There's the link. Awesome. Okay. So thank you, Sue. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And we can't do, I guess we'll do goodbye, Sue, but it'll just be us.
It'll just be us. Goodbye, Sue.
So stay safe, stay warm, and have a good summer. Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue.
All right. See you guys later. Peace out, everybody.